morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome all of our listeners from all over the world. This is Hidden Hunger Global's Impact Lunch Break Call here live on Blog Talk Radio. We call it One Family, One Focus Radio. And I am here today with two, not one, but two co-hosts, including my partner in success, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, how are you this fine day?
Oh, I love your questions. I'm doing fine on this fine day, Silas.
Outstanding. We also have a special guest, one of our ambassadors, and this young man is, he's a pioneer because this is the first time here on the Impact Lunch Break Call. We call this Co-Host Tuesday, where we have one of our ambassadors, co-host. Please help me welcome Mr. J. Michael Smith from Tyler. Jay, are you there?
Good morning, Mr. King, and good morning, Charlotte. Glad to be here this morning. Happy New You, Silas.
Happy New You, Jay. I'm excited about today's call. Excited about it, man. I tell you, we'll kind of tell you the format of this call. Jay and I will be co-hosting, but this show mostly is going to be J. Michael's show. Every Tuesday we're going to have an ambassador lead this show, and, today is going to be Jay's show. Now, I'll be calling on the next guest or asking Charlotte to bring on the next guest. So, Jay, when you're, talking to a guest and when you're finished with them with the question, just say we're ready for our next guest. And then, I'll know who that guest is and we'll call them on. And so I'm looking forward to the show. We had an incredible call last night, Jay. What did you think about that call with CEO Mr. Duncan Dodge?
Well, just amazing and fantastic. And with Jeff, I love what both of them said, as well as you, what you shared with us last night. But Duncan, it was just a great, great call. And I hope everybody has had a chance to listen to it. And it was what a way to start the new year. New year, new month, new week on a Monday night. So that's a great call. I always look forward to that first Monday of the month and to see what Duncan has on his mind. But just a great call overall. And a great message.
For those of you who didn't get a chance to hear that call, you can listen to the recorded call. That number is 605-562-3149. Again, the number is 605-562-3149. And the participation access code, or the PIN code, as I call it, is 643-599-pound. Again, 643-599-pound. And you can hear our first Monday of the month corporate leadership call. It's recorded. You can hear it again and again. Jay, you mentioned Happy New You, and that's something that I want us all to work on. So many times we work on the Happy New Year, but, Happy New You is consistently working on us, so every year it's a better year. What are some of the things you're going to do to work on you, Jay, this year?
Well, one thing I do, Silas, every year, and I actually am an avid reader. I just believe, I'm thankful I am. So many people aren't avid readers, and I encourage everybody to pick a number of books that you're going to read to start off the year. Mine, a number, is 16, and I don't know where that number came from. It just came out, and I wrote that down actually about a week ago, 16 books,
okay.
New books this year. But I'm also, I do have the core, I've gone through all the core 12 books, and I continue to download those and listen to those again and again and again. Because I believe, Silas, that you can read a book, get your yellow highlighter, and then highlight, but you really need to study that book if you're reading. Unless you read, now, some of those 16 books, I'll tell you, are just some good fiction books or good travel books, but the majority of my books I read are about business, about self-development, I like Bill Hybel. He's the senior pastor at Willow Creek in Chicago, a great church. I read a lot of his books on so I've got a list of books this year that I'm going to read. And I started off, I'll start one off, actually this last weekend, only about got through the first couple pages, but I try to read at least 15 to 20 minutes most days, probably 5 days a week. If I can get six, that's great. But read 15 to 20 minutes a day as part of my daily routine. So.
Yeah, that's powerful. We got to get more people reading. You know, I heard somewhere someone said that if you want to keep a secret, just put it in a book because most people don't read.
I know.
And it's sad, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I just encourage if you got kids, young kids, start them off early. That's what my parents did. And maybe that's where I got my love for reading was back when I was 8, 9, 10. I remember, and this will date me, I read every Hardy Boy book ever written. I bet there's some folks out there don't even know what Hardy Boy book. And then, Silas, I went and read every one of my sister's Nancy Drew books. So, and you guys got to date me here.
Wow.
So. But it did give me a love for reading. And I'm blessed to have that love, I guess. But I encourage you, raise your kids. And if it's 16, just goes, there's no way, read 3 books this year, or 4, 1 a quarter. And but start, read something this year. So.
Yes, it's very important. Very important what you listen to and what you read. It's very important.
Absolutely.
To help develop your mind, your imagination. You know, a lot of times we get lazy there because, you know, most of us have lost our library cards, and that's a good place.
Oh, I know. That's a great
place. Children to the library.
And the city libraries in our towns and little towns and villages are great. So I would encourage you to go get one. But and also, in our back office, Silas, and the resources is the Core 12. And those are the 12 books that HHG has and you as director of training have chosen. As I said, I think there's one book on there I have not read yet, but it's one of my 16. But otherwise, and I've gone back and read some of those. You mentioned Robert Kiyosaki yesterday, and I've read every single thing he's ever written. And again, I study them. I go back and look at what I highlighted in them all the time, and they're in my library. So, reading's important, and I think that's one of the themes for for this year is that's why I said Happy New You. And it's
about
how do we develop ourselves and become a better you. And a better me. But, so readings is first start. I hope everybody, love to see you guys that are ambassadors or partners or even guests listening in today. Post on one of our social medias what you're reading this month. And we'd love to see that. Post it on Twitter, post it on our Facebook page. Just post what book you like and are reading or a list that you plan on reading this year.
Absolutely. I tell you another thing about becoming a better you is being a better giver, you know, giver of your time and giver of your money. And we've got our first guest we're going to bring on. And actually, I want to make sure I ask this guest the first question. And then, you know, Jay, you can jump in after that and ask him the second question. But the reason I want to make sure I ask him the first question, this is going to be his first time as a guest here on HHG, pastor right here in Houston. I've been truly blessed to have him as part of our team, and I know he just got back from Hawaii, and he just got involved in a business maybe a month ago. But Pastor Derek Hicks from League City, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Pastor Hicks, we appreciate you taking the time to come on. And, you know, I know that Hidden Hunger, you know, I got a chance to spend a couple of times at your church and sharing with you this vision. And if you would first, just tell us a little bit about your background and tell us about some of your mission trips that you have taken and you know, why it got you engaged and wanted to be involved in this.
Yes, excuse me. When I first went to Kenya back in 2011, the thing that really struck me was that it was very easy to buy lunch. They asked us to buy lunch instead of our going and expecting, you know, offerings, we went with extra money to help feed them. And what we were doing was a minister's conference. But we ended up buying lunch the whole week for the whole congregation. And it was very cheap. But then when we gave them the money and they went out and bought the lunch, I was struck that it didn't seem nutritious to me. And that's why it really appealed to me when you came in and talked to me about hidden hunger. I thought, that's exactly what I'm looking at. We went in 2011. We went again in 2014. And then I went again this year, or this past year in 2015. And I don't mean to be, I don't mean to expose anything negative, but they just seemed so slim. And though they ate every day, they had food to eat every day, it was usually just something that was made out of corn or some broth. They have this grits looking cake thing that they call ugali, and it's made out of broth. And then they eat something that looks like a tortilla shell. They call it chapati. And they'll have some soup with that. And I thought, okay, how can you live off of that? But they exist off of it. But when you spoke the phrase hidden hunger to me, it really caught my attention, because that's what I had been seeing. I had never named it that, never heard that name before. But I thought, yes, that these people are full in their bellies, but they're hungry. And so I got excited about it. And so, you know, I really hadn't had a chance to do much. My wife and I celebrated our 30th anniversary. We went to Hawaii this past month. And then we had a death in the family. And so it's kind of been very busy last month and a half for me outside of that. But I'm still excited about it and looking forward to maybe even getting Hidden Hunger to become partners with someone in the area where I've been going in Kenya. But that's why I got excited. I have a background. I've worked in network marketing before in Amway, and then another smaller outfit that sold software, credit repair software, and then also I'm in a power company called Ambit. But this really struck my heart. I felt like this is something I could do out of the passion of my heart, and be able to, you know, just meet a need that I have been seeing, doing what God had told me to do. So that's kind of the short-term background. I'm a preacher, a pastor in the area, and grew up in Alabama. But I'm really excited about, well, I also have an engineering background. So I worked about 18 years in the space industry. So, you know, I'm excited about something that can generate wealth and income, but at the same time show the love of God in regions, third world regions, like I've been seeing in these last few mission trips.
Well,
wow.
Amen. Wow. That's great.
But, you know, Jay, before you ask him a question, I just want to say, he mentioned hidden hunger, and it's, you know, it's the state of being adequately fed yet malnourished due to lack of proper vitamins and minerals in their diet. And, you know, hidden hunger addresses this with our micronutrient pack. You know, that pack that we have provides 15 essential vitamins and minerals needed even for pregnant mothers and their children to develop properly and live healthily and productive lives. And we know that children from the age of 0, which means being in their mother's womb, to the age of 5, these are the most critical years that if they don't get the proper nutrients, if they don't get the proper vitamins, you know, they could have stunted growth, they could have blindness, deafness, slow mental development, slow physical development, and even death. In fact, one of the most alarming statistics for me was the fact that the statistic that said that poor nutrition, now we're not talking about cancer, we're not talking about age, we're talking about vitamins and minerals. Poor nutrition causes nearly 50% of the deaths in children under the age of 5. That's just so alarming to me.
It is.
Yes.
I agree. It is, and that's what we started our company with, Mr. King, is the micronutrient. That's the name of our company, Hidden Hunger, and we didn't choose that name. It chose us, so because of the definition of Hidden Hunger. Pastor Hicks, I love your story. I love stories, and we actually share a love for East Africa. I do a lot of ministry work just north of where you do, up in Ethiopia. But I love the stories. Can you tell us a little bit, just tell another story. It sounds like you've been there now, three or four times over the last 4 years. Tell us some more stories. You mentioned you thought they were the folks you saw that bought lunch for and helped, you know, this thin. But there's some positives there, too. And I got to imagine, Pastor Hicks, you saw some real positives. And some of it that I see is their character and their spiritual. They seem happy to me. Many of them seem happy. They might be malnourished. They might not be getting enough to eat. But, boy, they look you in the eye and they shake your hand and the kids come up and grab you and hug you. But tell us some more, another quick story that you experienced in Kenya that really changed your view. And it's hard to understand it. You have to sometimes experience it. But see, you did a good job earlier. Tell another story.
You are so right. And this past time, in 2014, we had opportunity to go in like the August time frame. And that's kind of, I think that's like the end of their winter, which is not much of a winter as far as we're concerned. And in Nairobi, there are slums. And there was a particular pastor that pastored a church in a slum. And I was just talking about him the other day that, I don't know if you can relate to this, but it was a rainy day. When you walk into a slum, you know, there's no bathrooms there.
Nothing.
You're pretty much walking through human waste. And mud puddles everywhere, and the mud is, as I say, you know, has human waste in it. And it was just a terrible condition. And I thought, if I had known it was going to be this bad, I'd have brought some boots. And I must confess, I was a little bit, you know, kind of surprised and kind of a little bit upset. I'm just confessing here. This year, the end of this year, the Lord's really been having me study on the subject of humility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm in agreement with you about the Happy New You, because every day I've been listening to a message on humility. I've listened to a series from a pastor out of Branson, Missouri, and he also has a church down in Sarasota, Florida. His name is Keith Moore, and it's really been helping me change, because I saw that one of the ways that people in third world countries recognize a tourist is they have this proud look about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that that was the reason why I was upset about having to go into this. I was going into places that were low income, or no income almost. And you know, you could see it was a poverty level, but I just didn't like going into a slum like that and having not prepared. So I should have brought boots. And but they just walked along in the mud with nice shoes on. And this particular pastor had a suit, but it was kind of, it seemed like it was a little bigger than him. And I while I was kind of frowning in my pride and thinking about what we were having to go through, I had my team consisted of myself and four ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I was having to help them to keep from falling in the mud and everything, and I just kind of got a little upset. And when we got to the church, it was like an outdoor corral.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the mud as well. But this pastor was so full of joy and happy in Jesus that it really put me to shame.
I agree. And I think I knew that's what you were going to say. And one of the things I might recommend, if you haven't, Pastor, and to all of our listeners on here, is on our website are some letters that you can find from some of our co-venture partners. And our co-venture partners are vital to Hidden Hunger Global's mission. And Pastor Ricks, there is a woman by the name of Michelle Stark. She runs a mission of feeding children. She feeds over 1,200 children a day in Kenya, up in the mountains of Kenya. And we have, our Hidden Hunger Global has provided a micronutrient packs for these children. And you read her story. I just got a letter from her. Actually, she wrote it directly. I was blessed to she commented to me and some other ambassadors. What these children now, their attendance is up, their hair is growing back, their skin is clearer, their eyes are white again, and now they're competing actually with some of the children of the more prestigious or the more upper class who go to private schools. Some of her students now are competing and getting grades equal to some of these, and I don't want to use the word privilege, but they are more of an upper class Kenyan students. So we are doing some wonderful things in Kenya, and that's the power of this micronutrient pack, and that's the history. You can see it, and she actually has some photos of these young kids. It's just, I loved going back and looking at them. But I appreciate your story. I appreciate you. I can't wait to meet you, sir. What, you're down? Are you down in the Houston area?
I actually live in League City, which is about halfway from Houston and Galveston, but
yeah,
I pastor Brooklyn Center District. Over in, it's called Love in Action Church on Alameda Road. And I know what you mean about the hair growing back. Well, I don't know about the hair growing back, but I see that the children whose hair just seems like it's, you know, it's very, they don't have hair growth like we do.
No, it's,
and their eyes are not clear as you see, the eyes were clearing up. And I see that in the skin. So I see the need for that. And somehow I was thinking, okay, you know, we've been given a certain amount to, I won't say how much, but we've given a certain amount to, on a monthly basis, to this pastor who's actually a bishop over 8 churches there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got a chance to visit each one of his churches, well, all except one. There was one, assuming we didn't get to. But the children all looked like, okay, why aren't that little girl's hair growing? And why aren't why do their eyes look so cloudy and their skin?
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like we give them more money, they can buy more food, but they're going to buy the cheap food that fills your belly.
Exactly.
And not necessarily supplies nutrients. So
I agree
what you're saying on that. And I'm looking forward to looking up that. What was that name again?
Michelle Stark, and her organization, or her nonprofit organization, is called Matalia's Hope. And she's one of our first co-venture partners, I believe, Mr. King, wasn't she? And I love seeing some of the success of our sowing of the seeds. This is the fruit that we've sowed by helping these children in Kenya. We're in 9 countries around the world, but Kenya is one of the first countries that we co-ventured with her. And she has, like I said, over 1,200 students she feeds every day. And I believe it's 4, maybe 5 different schools. But I sure appreciate having you on. Sounds like you and Mr. King and Silas have a great relationship already. I'm looking forward to working with you and impacting the world, Pastor Hicks. Sure,
thank you.
Sir.
I am as well.
Thanks so much for coming on today. And looking forward to working with you and saving some children.
And
hey, looking forward to traveling back to East Africa perhaps together too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm working on a 3rd quarter trip to Ethiopia, but I can quick trip to Nairobi from Addis Ababa, about an hour flight, so we'll have to connect. So.
We usually go around August time frame, so we'll see whether we can sync our schedules up.
That'd be great. Well, thanks for again. Nice to meet you, sir. Silas, do we have anybody else on right now?
Absolutely. But before I let Pastor go, I just want to ask him one quick question.
Okay, sure.
Pastor, did you guys experience at all having to use mosquito nets?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about that, but I didn't know we were going to get that part in. But
Absolutely. And the reason I want to ask that question and you can share any stories you have with that is because, you know, our second product is our linen mosquito net. And with the mosquito net that we have a repellent on it that if – you know, any type of insect touches that net, it dies. You know, previously some nets that were used didn't have the repellent on it. So mosquitoes just camped out on the nets and waited for, you know, a child or anyone in the family's arm to touch the net, and they'll bite right through the net. Well, with our repellent, it kills them instantly. Now, if a child plays with the net, puts the net in their mouths, it does nothing to them. It lasts up to 5 years, can take up to 25 washings. So tell us if you have any stories about the nets, if you guys had to use that at all, any type of net.
Yes, we actually used nets. Our missions team used nets. We actually visited in several of the homes of the people we were ministering to. I saw no nets. And we often get a call from actually even the bishop and his wife telling us, pray, we have malaria. And we pray and pray. And
wow.
Maybe send them some money. Maybe they can get some medicine. But they don't really have ready access to medicine. But when we were over there, I would have appreciated a net like that, because the mosquitoes were waiting on us. If you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you get out from under the net, they didn't seem that terrible in the daytime, but at nighttime, they were outside the net waiting on you. So I thought, man, I would appreciate that myself on the trip, and then I certainly know that they would appreciate that, because they didn't seem to have any nets. Maybe there were some, because I didn't go to every home, and I didn't go into every, you know, part of the homes. And I'm talking about mud huts. A mud hut with a window hole but no glass window in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So they're pretty much, it's almost like sleeping outside, as far as I'm concerned. The chickens can walk up in the home with you, the mosquitoes, bugs, any kind of thing can fly through while you're sleeping, and I imagine that's why they've had so many battles with malaria.
Mm-hmm.
Lord has just been gracious to them. You know, when they tell us to pray, we pray. But, gosh, it would be wonderful not just use the power of God, but to have some prevention in the natural side, to have a net like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Pastor Rick, the statistic I know is that over 2 million will be diagnosed, new cases of malaria are diagnosed every year, and the vast, vast majority of those are in Africa. And not to belittle the other countries like Haiti, where we do some work with mosquito nets, and Southeast Asia, but the vast majority are in Africa. Of course, Africa is a large continent. So one other question, Silas, let me ask, Pastor, you mentioned the slum you went into, and I don't mean to – I've heard about that slum. It actually has a name, and my understanding is, Pastor Rick, it's the largest – if you want to use the word, slum, in the entire world. And there's a few, that one in outside Nairobi has over 100,000 people living in that squalor of just human. It's just, I understand it is overwhelming when you walk into it. But that's our third product, a water purification system. And these folks are having to drink such impure water, cook in it, waste it. You know, it's just amazing what they have to do. And I saw a picture of a child yesterday, actually, that Michelle Stark from Natalia's Hope posted, of a child on his knees down, cupping this just filthy, filthy water, and obviously taking it and putting it into their mouth. But our waterification system is amazing, size of a soda can, and it can provide, you know, it can take 98% of the impurities out, Silas?
99%. Absolutely.
Of all the purities. You can put the darkest, darkest brown water through the system, it comes out crystal clear, and you can drink it. And our Director of Humanitarian Resources, Rachel Zeon, has done that. She's put it through and held up and drank it just to show that it works. So that's our third product. And those three products, micronutrients, packs, the amazing mosquito net, which, by the way, can last up to 5 years on the mosquito net. That mosquito net is top quality. It's UNICEF approved. And then our water filtration system, which can provide 150 gallons a day, which is enough for a family of four in some cases. But those three items are what we have identified to help these children, primarily under the age of 5. So thank you again, Pastor Rick. Great to have you on. Love to have you back on and share some more stories about Kenya and East Africa, but also looking forward to growing HHG and making an impact in that East Africa area.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor.
Thanks again.
Thanks
Absolutely.
Again. God bless you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Silas, who's coming up next? Or you got some comments?
Absolutely,
you
J. Michael. No, absolutely. We're going to South Carolina, where we have another pastor, Pastor Reggie Haskins. And, Pastor Reggie, have you joined us live here on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Yes, I have. How are you, Mr. Silas Keenan and Mr. Duncan Dodds?
Actually, that's J. Michael Smith from Tyler, Texas. He's here on Co-Host Tuesday.
Hey,
Pastor Haskins, aren't you from that beautiful city in South Carolina?
The beautiful city of Orangeburg, South Carolina.
I thought that was you, the one and only. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, too.
Welcome to the show, Pastor Haskins. What's going on in your first of the year? Have you had a good New Year's? And what are you focusing on this first part of the year?
My focus is what you just said. Not only New You, or let's say New Me, but also helping so many others have the same vision and the same sight. Because it's not just a new year, but the new you.
Exactly.
What can we do better this year?
Mm-hmm. That's a servant. That servant leader attitude, and I think that I see that so. Boy, just in HHG, it's becoming part of our character, Silas and Pastor Haskins. I think part of that is a servant leader attitude, and I think we are blessed with that. I thank maybe Duncan Dodds from the top CEO, and maybe perhaps Jeff. From kind of starting that, and then you perpetuate that also, Silas, is a servant leader type attitude of what we can do to help someone else. Obviously, the children in the world, that is our mission. And this mission, the vision of 1 million children's lives being saved. And but also for our teams and our folks and our one family. We are one family. It's one of a focus with one focus.
Amen.
And what can we do to reach down to some of the ambassadors that have joined us? Some we know, some we don't know. I've got some new ambassadors on my team, Pastor Haskins, that I've never actually met. They were, brought in from somebody who brought somebody in who brought somebody in. So I'm reaching down and just connecting to see who they are, what they do, and where their heart is, and what brought them to Hidden Hunger, what made them to make a decision. But do you have anybody like that on your team? Do you have some new folks, or do you have somebody you're looking down to and kind of mentoring or seeing what we can do? And just talk about that, Pastor Haskins, about a servant attitude leadership role as you build an organization to save children.
Yeah, and it's funny how we put those two words together, servant and leader, because, it is something to serve and to lead. Amen. That's powerful. And I love what you said because, and I love reaching others. In my life, I've always been a mentorship, one of the chaplains at our local hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of mentoring young people and things like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we have to do is reach out and see what their needs are or who they are. We got to personally reach out because I always take it back to Christ. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what he did. He came from glory to right where we
Amen.
Are and to meet us right where our level. It says he the same infirmities that we've gone through, he faced himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with that, and that takes it back to Hidden Hunger. I don't know about you. I sometimes I remember coming along, and it was just rough to miss a meal. And sometimes you had to go through different things. And I thank God for the change that happened in my life. And I really want to make a change in others' lives, because I believe that when you begin to serve the masses, that's what greatness is.
Exactly.
So it's not so much of, and it's, I mean, it's much, it's important to have money, but significance is most important.
Absolutely.
I believe that's the significance. So when you serve it, you know, I look at that, you know, it was a gentleman that recently passed away that was in Orangeburg, South Carolina. This gentleman wasn't wealthy. He was, but he was well known. Every time you saw him, he smiled. He was always helping people. He was always doing things. He worked an average job. He did so much in the community, always in parades, always cleaning up after parades. He was everywhere in the high schools. He's just a part of everybody's life here. And I looked that they had his funeral in one of the largest churches, which someone else paid for, and they could not contain the people that was there. And that began to let me understand that even when you see on a tombstone the date of birth and the date of departure, is that dash in the middle of what you did in that dash.
Well, well said, sir. Very well said. And I think that's back to Hidden Hunger Global. That's how I see the millions of children that we're going to be saving, and the tens and tens of thousands in 2015 that we did save. Their significance is as important, if anything. I have some photos that I clip out, I find off of Hidden Hunger Global, of the children. If folks, if you're a guest on this call today, and you're go to our website and you see these photos in Kenya and Uganda and South Vietnam. Those are real children. Those we didn't pull off the internet. Those are real children receiving our products and receiving hope and life. And so there's some significant folks, and that's who we're really serving, Pastor Haskins, as well.
Amen.
While we're serving
Amen.
Our teams and serving each other in Hidden Hunger Global, the ultimate is we're serving those children. And I love to get up in the morning and look at those photos, have them around the house in my office, and just try to reach through that photo and think of that child that's reaching down in that dirty water. And what significance are they? They are significant too. They are God's children by the grace of God.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Silas, you have said it before, Silas. We are by the grace of God, we were born into this country. And we could have been born in that village in Uganda. But so those are who we're really serving too. And I think you'll see a camaraderie of one family in Hidden Hunger Global, folks, if you're looking at us, if you're a guest on this call, of one family with that focus to serve those children around the world. One dies every 5 seconds. That's 700-something during the course of this show today, over 17,000 in the next 24 hours. That is totally 100% preventable. It's not like they have cancer. It's not like they have another disease. They have issues with water, insect vector diseases, malaria, and malnutrition. And we've got the solution. So it's powerful what we're doing. But Pastor Haskins, I always enjoy listening to you. Any last words of advice for all of us here on as we move through this first month of the year?
You know, it was real powerful listening to the pastor ahead of me and how you spoke of the nets, because how they are being bitten by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And right here, we see how many times we're bitten by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about here, if it was malaria every time we were bit, that would be something. And so we see the need that's there, because they don't have the medicine. They don't have the nutrition and the vaccines and everything. So it's a desperate need to get these nets out. And what's powerful is that the nets can last 5 years.
Yes, yes.
For that small investment, you're watching a complete family for 5 years. That's a long time.
That is.
And then the investment is just a partner can get something as small as $20.
Oh.
I mean, they spend $20. You can go to McDonald's or Burger King and spend $20 in 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And that talk about not being nutritious.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's right.
But anyway.
That's right. So, therefore, I love how the vision of Hidden Hunger Global on how we're really being significant in so many lives of people who cannot help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot.
That sure does.
And God said in his word, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many times in a day can we lend God something?
Oh.
Now, someone who has everything, we lend him something. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's power in itself.
Absolutely. Boy, well, we sure appreciate you over there in beautiful South Carolina and all you do. And boy, I can't wait to see us impact the world this year all together. So,
Amen.
Appreciate it, Pastor Reggie. And I love you when you were on the morning call. I didn't get to make it this morning. I don't know if you were on this morning, but
yes, I was.
On the glory call, I sometimes get
in
on that. And you just brighten my day in the morning, sir. With starting off the day right. So we do a morning glory call, folks, if you're every single day, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central, and everyone's invited. It's a prayer time and just a share time, and it sure was a good way to start your day off. So, but thanks again for jumping on today, sir. Mr. King, you have any last questions for Pastor Haskins?
Yeah, just a last statement. I know that on the call last night, we talked a little bit about 20 and 4.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And getting 20 personal sales and 4 active legs. And, you know, Reggie and Pastor Haskins and I have been a little friendly competition, if you will, a little friendly fire, you know, firing each other up, talking about how many customers we're going to get. Mr. Askins, I just want to know what your commitment is this month. How many PSV, which is how many child saving products you sold or bought to partners or you bought yourself? What's your commitment for the month?
My commitment is looking at your son, Silas King. that does a phenomenal job.
Oh my God!
I'm chasing after him. I mean, of course, I have to do at least 25 to 30 a month to just be in the running with him, you know. But that's where my commitment is. It's right there.
Okay. Well, that's
wonderful.
That's awesome because, you know, we have over 500, active ambassadors, and if each one of us just got our 20, that would be 10,000 child saving products sold. About this month, 10,000. We would be able to affect 10,000 lives. So I'm with you on that. My commitment is 20 plus as well, and I plan on getting that done within the next 7 days. So just wanted to ask you that, and we want to thank you for joining us here on the Impact Lunch Break Call. And you know, Jay, before we bring on our next guest, Ms. Deborah Shell out of Kentucky, I just wanted to talk a little bit about social entrepreneurism because you know.
Okay.
We just mentioned our 3 products and how powerful they are in changing the world. But share with us, your understanding, your definition of social entrepreneurism.
Okay, sir. And I have become a student of that, it seems like, over the last couple years.
Yes, sir.
Many of you know from other previous, me telling my story, I've been an entrepreneur since the mid-80s, but a traditional entrepreneur. brick and mortar, opened restaurants in multiple states, and ran and operated them, hired employees, paid rent, and traditional, and I was blessed, sometimes much more than I deserved with that business. I loved it. But social entrepreneurism is now today my passion, and I truly believe, Silas, it's become my purpose. And there's a difference between entrepreneurism and social entrepreneurialism. And social entrepreneurialism is creating an organization or a company or creating an idea that has a social conscious type impact on the world. And when I first heard about Hidden Hunger Global, way back in 2014, actually, from a great friend, Mr. Bruce Beam, and many of you know him, may have talked to Bruce Beam if you called corporate office, but he shared this idea with me, and I understood it because I'd been reading about social entrepreneurism. It's becoming the new genre of businesses, the millennials, the young adults like your sons, sir, are the next generation of entrepreneurs, and they're social entrepreneurs, and they're impacting the world. And even traditional companies that have been around for years are adding that part to their business model and their mission statement of changing and impacting the world. And when Hidden Hunger Global, Duncan Dodds and Jeff, and got this idea up and running, I quickly realized our entire company is a socially conscious movement to impact the world. We don't have a component of our company being socially conscious. We are socially conscious. It's the experience, and it's a first time. We're first the company in the entire industry of what we do. I mean, Pastor Hicks earlier mentioned some other companies, and whether it be products or services or whatever that he was marketing. We actually market a cause, Silas, and you know that. We have those three amazing, amazing products that can go out and lower childhood death rates tremendously and also provide a source of income for our ambassadors within the company. But what we're really marketing is the cause of saving children. If you are wanting to look at coming on as a partner with us, folks, a partner meaning you're going to come in and buy some of our products, you will not receive those products, but you give us the authorization to send those micronutrient packs to Kenya or those water filters to Uganda or a mosquito net to Haiti. We've sent over 8,000 mosquito nets to Haiti. So you won't receive our products. You will give that and know that the fact that your $20, $40, $80, $100, $1,000 gift in kind, you actually, it's a tax deduction for you as a partner of ours that will impact the world. And so that you can become a partner with us, and it's completely different and first in its kind in the industry. I've sold, and you have too, Silas. You know, we've been actually sold the same product in another company, and I love that product. Sold a lot of it, but it was a product-driven company, and it was a good product, actually a healthy product, but nothing like marketing saving children. And what better business could you own in a business that's saving the lives of children around the world? So that's what social conscious and social entrepreneurialism. So if you have a heart for social entrepreneurialism, this is the company for you, without a doubt in my mind.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Jay, we've got about 3 minutes. I want to bring on Ms. Deborah Sale.
Oh, yes,
Kentucky,
sir.
One of my incredible ambassadors. Deborah, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break Call?
Yes, I have.
Morning, Deborah.
Well, Happy New You. Happy New You.
Happy New You. this is awesome. I really appreciate y'all taking a moment to let me say a word. We're all so blessed to be in Hidden Hunger and to be part of this movement. This cause. And like you say, the whole scope of our company is socially conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about it. You know, it's not that we're doing anything to benefit our own egos or our own complexions or
mm-hmm.
or appetites or anything like that, but it is to feed these children, to give these children clean water to drink and a safe environment while they sleep and rest in their home.
Absolutely. That is so great, Deborah. Just, and you're such a part, I believe, and I mean this with all sincerity, in helping Hidden Hunger Global create its own culture. We're a young company. We're, 9 months old officially? April, we'll have our first year anniversary. And a young company, we're a nine-year-old, some nine-year-olds aren't even walking yet. And Silas has talked about us being in the basement the first year, but I think we're getting close to hitting the first floor. But anyway, culture plays a huge part in a company. And Deborah, you have played a big part, I believe, in just creating that culture. All of us have played a part in it, but more so I think you in many, many cases because of your servant leadership. So thank you, number one. But what really grabbed you when you were first introduced to Hidden Hunger Global? What was the one or two things that just you saw instantly?
The mission, the children. I have always been mission-minded and always wanted to be a missionary and travel overseas and help the children. And my heart has been in Haiti for many years. I have friends from Haiti, and I know somewhat about some of the conditions and stuff over there. And there's so many needy children and families around the world. And, you know, we know ourselves, if somebody does something to help our child, it helps us.
Mm-hmm.
When we say we're saving these children, we're not just saving the children. We're saving the families. We're mm-hmm. giving the families hope.
We sure are.
It's just an awesome thing. And that's what I love to do is, you know, help the children and give people hope and understanding, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure appreciate your leadership, Deborah, and all you do for the company. And, boy, you've got some great things going on in Kentucky, I hear. What are you doing? Anything special this month to expose Hidden Hunger Global to some new folks?
Well, the CSP call script is mm-hmm. always a great thing. I like using that, calling people in the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone that I see, I ask them the phrase it saves.
Yes.
If you could give as little as $20 a month to save a child's life, would you? And, you know, understanding that a lot of times whenever you're out and you're talking to people, they're in line, grocery lines, where that they are spending more than $20. They're at the coffee shop where that they're spending $5, $10, $15.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, especially as they're handing over that money for something that is so temporal.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about life, saving a life of a child.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So that's the type of things that I'm focusing on, you know, as the customers and saving individual lives and doing that 20 and 4.
Funny you said that. I was just going to ask you about that. If you are on board with that, and I'm talking to other ambassadors, and I knew you would be. I knew the answer before I asked it for you to ask you. But I think you will be 20 and 4 every single month this year.
Well, we
sure appreciate you, Deborah, so much, and looking forward to a great year and your leadership in the Kentucky area and beyond. And I didn't know about your love for Haiti, and what a great.
Okay. Now, that's one trip that I really want to make. I want to make that trip myself.
Well, good. Well, you can take maybe you can pack up and take some more mosquito nets down there for Duncan and Rachel, or go with
them.
I'm
ready.
Silas, anything last question for Deborah?
No, Deborah, I just look forward to seeing you this upcoming weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got the incredible Rachel Zeilan accompanying me on Friday night in Franklin, Tennessee, and then on Saturday for a presentation and training. Look forward to seeing you there. And, you know, J. Michael, we've got a couple of minutes left before we close out the show. And you've done an incredible job. You know, every Tuesday we're going to have a co-host ambassador. You know, I'm sure we'll have Deborah Sell at times. We'll have Reggie Haskins. We'll have Laurie Johnson. We'll even have, you know, Sandy and some other ambassadors that want to co-host. Every Tuesday we're going to have a different co-host. And some Tuesdays we're going to let you guys fly solo. Jay, you did an incredible job today. And if
well,
you've got any
you,
closing words for any of our ambassadors or any of our guests before you turn it back and we close the call out, go ahead and leave those closing comments.
Well, first of all, Silas and Charlotte and the rest of the corporate, I sure thank you so much. It's an honor to host this first one, this first Tuesday call, but and I can't wait to hear Deborah and Haskins and some of the other great, that Michael Hicks would be a great host. His story was amazing yesterday. Folks, go back and listen to the archive show from yesterday and hear some great show, great comments. But thank you, Silas, it's an honor to co-host this today with you. It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it and learned some new things about some new ambassadors. And that's what it's all about, is connecting and building relationships within our entire company. And we are one family. That's one of the things I personally love about Hidden Hunger Global, is we are one family. And it doesn't matter what state you're in, what organization within the company you're in as an ambassador, we are here to support everyone. And as Reggie says, it's a servant leadership heart. So thank you so much. 20 and 4, I'm on board. And I think we'll have many, many people. I didn't do those numbers, Silas, and that 10,000 number I think is a good number to kind of monitor and see. I think I do believe we can save 10,000 children this month just within the ambassadors, going out there and selling some products and selling some packs. Ambassadors, sell some of those packs out there to some business owners and friends. But so I'll turn it back over to you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much again, Silas. What a great honor it was today to be part of this. And I'm looking forward to this new format with Blog Talk Radio Monday through Thursday. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And God bless you, sir.
Just a reminder, everyone, tomorrow's show is back office resource training. It'll be the incredible Samantha Belke on, and she's going to go over parts of your back office, and then we'll open up the second half of the show for questions, any questions about your back office at all. And so that'll be tomorrow's show. And on Thursday, it's, corporate update, Thursday, where we'll have someone from the corporate office giving updates on what we're doing, where we're going. You'll hear from one of our incredible corporate leaders, from Mr. Duncan Dodds or Mr. Jeff Otis, or you'll hear from myself, or, you know, you may hear from Bruce Bean. So that's on Thursday. And then Friday we have Repeat Friday. We'll play one of our incredible calls. It'll either be from the week, or it'll be from the month, or it'll be from a previous month. But we're going to pick one of our recorded calls. And so on Fridays it won't be live, but the other 4 days it will be. So looking forward to the format as well. Again, you know, J. Michael, I don't believe we could have picked a better person to do the first show. In fact, Charlotte Warren was the one that chose you. She said J. Michael would be the best one for the job. And man, you did not disappoint, I tell you. You know what? I think that young lady, I think she's just got ESP. Or maybe it's ESPN at home. One of the two. She's got that, I'm telling you.
Well, she's a great – I love her, too. What a great part of her. She just does. I love her soft-spoken voice and powerful voice, though. And her support is amazing and so needed, and such a big part of Hidden Hunger Global's growth, too. So we've got some
absolutely.
Great team, don't we? Have a great team. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And in closing out, everyone, I just want to remind you to work on having a new you resolution. You know, work on being a, you know, more of a servant leader. Work on being more of a giver. You know, work on, you know, your personal development with reading more books and listening to more tapes and, you know, and, you know, work on, you know, getting more partners this year. And I just want to leave you with the fact that we're one family with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless, everyone.
God bless.